Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In NFL news, the 49ers shut down their facility yesterday after receiver Kendrick Bourne tested positive for COVID-19. The team's game against Green Bay tonight is still set to be played, according to a person familiar with the plans. The Packers are also dealing with coronavirus issues. Running backs A.J. Dillon and Jamal Williams are also on the COVID-19 reserve list. Multiple teams have players on that list, actually, which denotes both players who have tested positive and those who have had close contact with an infected individual. The Broncos added two players yesterday, starting defensive end Shelby Harris and practice squad offensive lineman Darren Paulo. They've now had three players, three assistant coaches, and two executives go under COVID-19 protocols in the past 2.5 weeks. In other news, the Giants have acquired wide receiver Dante Pettis on waivers from the 49ers. Pettis will be eligible to play when New York hosts the Eagles on November 15th. In college basketball, UAlbany has temporarily suspended all men's basketball activities after an individual associated with the team was part of a pool of COVID-19 tests that came back presumptively positive Tuesday. The school says it is waiting on additional test results to determine when it will resume activities. In MLB news, Trevor Bauer's agent says the pitcher is rejecting the Reds' $18.9 million qualifying offer. Bauer was 5-4 with a National League-leading 1.73 ERA, striking out 100 and walking 17 in 73 innings. He's among six players given qualifying offers, joined by George Springer, DJ LeMahieu, JT Realmuto, Marcus Stroman, and Kevin Gausman. And in the NHL, the Islanders have agreed to terms on a two-year deal with restricted free agent defenseman Ryan Pulock. Pulock led Islanders defensemen in scoring in each of the past two seasons. He had 10 goals and 25 assists in 68 games last season. I'm Jesse King.